The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danto, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danto, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Slats and Dantro are on the planet of the Mardi, a race ruled by women in search of help against Marston. Rura, one of the Mardi, has just brought word that the ruling council has refused to aid Dantro.
But they just can't refuse.
They can, and they have, Slats.
I've done all I could. Haru was sympathetic, but she said the council had given its decision, and she couldn't reopen the matter.
So we can just go whistle, eh?
You're welcome to stay here in these quarters until you're ready to leave. Then we'll transfer you back to your ship, and you can go on. Perhaps you'll find some other race to help your solar system.
Yeah, in about 10 years.
Well, thanks for your help, Rura. We'll let you know when we want to go back to the ship.
Very well. I'll leave you now. If you want anything, ask Mala. Goodbye.
So long. I wonder where Mala is. We better start planning to get to the council.
Quiet, Slats. Rue may be listening at the door.
She doesn't suspect anything.
Don't underestimate her, Slats. She's a smart girl.
Do not worry, Planet Man. What? Rura has gone.
Oh, you startled me. I didn't hear you come in.
I was here all the time behind the screen.
Well, you heard, Rura?
I heard.
Well, it's up to you now.
I will do as I promised, if you still wish it.
So wish it? Are you joking? We've got to get to that council chamber more than ever now.
You also, Planet Man?
Slats speaks for me.
Listen closely, then. There must be no mistake.
Shoot.
I will leave here in a moment. You two are to carry on as though nothing was changed. I will return when all are asleep.
We'll be ready.
Until later, then.
So long, partner. Say, if we get away with this and Mala manages to sneak us into that council chamber, what'll we tell him?
I'm not sure, Slats.
Well, it better be convincing or our whole search is liable to end for good.
Slats.
Huh?
Slats, wake up.
What? Let me go. I'll show him up. Where? What?
Dantro.
Huh?
Wake up, Slats. It's time.
Time for what? Oh. I forgot. Is Mala here?
I am here, Slats. We must go at once.
Okay, I'm ready.
Not so fast.
Huh?
Here, put these on.
You wear that stuff? What for?
We'd be spotted in a minute in our own clothes.
I hope we will not meet anyone. But if we should, we might still be safe if you look like the Mardi.
Get going, Slats.
Yeah, I am. I never thought I'd wear one of these outfits. My legs will get cold all bare.
Stop griping, Slats. The buildings are warm.
Come. There's not time to lose.
Either way.
Remember, if we meet anyone, let me do the talking.
Pleasure is all yours.
Around this way. The gravity lift is at the end of the corridor.
Lead the way.
Someone is coming.
That's great.
Here, quickly.
Hey, where are we?
This is the apartment of a council member named Gaza.
Well, we'd better get out.
Let's see if the way is clear. All clear. Come. Here's the gravity lift.
Where's the car?
No car is necessary. The beam carries you up.
You sure? It's a long way down.
Watch.
Boy, ain't that something. Hey, Dantro, wait for me.
Come along. The council chamber is at the end of the corridor.
We're almost there. You hear that, Dantro?
Now, this is the most dangerous part of all. These walls are all patrolled. We must be watchful.
I'll check the rear. You and Mala, watch ahead.
Come. Here comes the guard. Back, quick.
Move there! Stop!
She's seen us. Come on.
I'm with you.
Stop! I'll disintegrate you! Stop! You can't get away! Stop!
Hey, where's Dantro?
Give me your belt, quickly.
Well, up there he is. He got the guard. Come on.
Here. Here's my belt.
Yeah, here's mine, too. You think anybody hurt her?
Let's hope not. There, that'll hold her. Just lucky I grabbed her. She came around that corner. She'd have had a sure.
Yeah, what do we do with her?
There's a storage room up the hall. We leave her there. Now, let's go on to the chamber. I'll soon have to leave. It's almost time for me to report to Rura.
Hey, boy, this is some council chamber. Hey, gosh, I'm sure glad we got rid of that guard or we'd never have made it.
Now, you can conceal yourselves behind those hangings.
Yeah.
I must go now. Good luck.
We can use it. Thanks for your help.
You are brave men.
Yeah, that goes for me, too. So long, Mala. Well, Danto, here we are, right in the middle of the soup. You better think of a mighty convincing argument for that council.
Well, our two friends are certainly on the spot. Will they even get as far as to tell their story to the Marty Council? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Danto and Slats, they were in the highly secret council chamber of the Mardi, having been guided there by their newly found friend Mala. We find them now hiding behind some drapes in the chamber.
These drapes make a good hideout, Slats.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to what's coming.
Oh, brother.
I asked you to come a little early, Gartha. I wanted to talk to you before the rest of the council came. What do you want to talk about, Haru?
About those two men from across the galaxy and their request for help.
The council has already decided. What is there to discuss?
Your attitude, Gartha.
My attitude?
You're our most brilliant scientist, Gartha. I admire your intelligence. I thought you of all people would see the wisdom of helping them.
It's because I am intelligent that I insisted the council send them away. I don't want our social order changed.
But sooner or later...
You sound like a frightened child, Haru. We have nothing to fear from their master. Our science is centuries ahead of theirs.
I see it will do no good to reason with you.
I will not change my mind, and don't try to reopen the matter before the council. You know our rules forbid it.
Don't try to teach me the rules. I was teaching them before you were born.
Perhaps it's time you let someone else teach them.
Well, never mind that now. Here comes the rest of the council. Good morning. Let us get to work.
What's this? What's happening?
Members of the council, hear me!
Quiet,
hear
quiet,
me!
Everyone.
Where are the three men?
Three men?
What is the meaning of this? Three men. They assaulted me, locked me in a storeroom. I just got free.
Who were they?
I didn't see them. I'm sure I heard them come in here.
I don't see
now
them.
Now, just a moment.
There's only one place they could hide in here. Get your ray gun ready, guard.
That won't be necessary. Oh,
who are you? What are you doing here? It is forbidden.
There's another one. Burn them down, guard.
Hold your fire.
Not the law. Guard.
I am still head of this council. Hold your fire, guard. Give me your disintegrator. Now go outside and close the door.
What is the meaning of this? You know the law. They must die for their insolence.
Your laws do not apply to us.
I hope.
Who are you? Explain yourselves.
We are the two strangers who asked your aid to help our people.
Just as I suspected, you see, I was right. They can't be trusted.
Quiet, Gaza. Who brought you two here?
I cannot tell you.
Well, we will find out quickly enough.
What do you want? You think you can force us to help you?
I demand they be executed at once. Why do you waste our time, Haru?
I know you have many things to do, but hear us for just a moment.
I've heard enough. I have a ray gun of my own, and I'll do what must be done.
Hold it, Gaza, or you'll find out I can still shoot straight.
But the law...
Perhaps it is time we change the law. Speak, stranger. We will listen.
So you see, if you do not help us to defeat Marston, sooner or later, he and his evil allies will reach even here.
What you say makes sense, Planet Man. Do you agree, Council?
Yes, we agree.
How about you, Gaza?
If the rest agree, I won't oppose them.
Very well, Planet Man. You and your friend wait outside while we work out the details.
We will, Haru, and thank you. You will not regret your decision. Come on, Flats.
Worked. What a relief. I don't mind telling you, I was worried, especially when that Gaza pulled that ray gun.
So was I, Slats, but our worries are over.
I sure hope so. You know, I don't trust that Gaza. She hasn't changed her mind about us a bit.
The rest of the council on our side, we don't have to concern ourselves with Gaza.
Yeah, I guess you're right as usual. Boy, won't Marston get a jolt when we turn the heat on him?
Well, that's one moment I'm really going to relish. Yes, Gaza?
Come with me.
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on?
Don't worry, man from Earth. I'm not going to hurt you.
I'm not worried about anything you can do, but I thought the council was going to help us.
So they are, and they designated me to do it.
You? I don't get it.
I happen to be the chief scientist of the Mahdi. And now, if you think we've wasted enough time...
Where are we going?
To my laboratory, where we will prepare to act against your master.
Of course. We'll be glad to come.
Hey, Dento, I don't like this. You may think I'm silly, but I tell you, I just don't trust this gal. Counselor or no counselor, we got to watch her every minute.
Is Gaza and the Mahdi Council to be trusted? What is in store for our friends? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man.